Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, and I welcome you to the March 28th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Lynn Fever, and it's March 28th, 2024. Before we begin, I just wanted to remind you that we know it may be hard to catch the details when we refer to a phone number or a URL in a story, such as about where to find more information or how to register for a program. But no worries. Remember, we always include that information in the script for that episode that you can find online at our website, freepod.org. We also occasionally have photos to go with specific stories. In this episode, for example, if you want to register for one of the programs we mention or see a photo of Freeport's new canine officer, just head to the website. You'll find the photos and the links and the information you need in the script. Now, let's get started with the news you've been missing. This month, by working across the aisle in the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., Congressman Eric Sorensen was able to secure over $2.8 million in federal funding for Northern Illinois. The money will go to fund police, to repair broken bridges, and to help assure access to clean drinking water. Almost $960,000 will be used to replace wells in Freeport that were shut down due to contamination. This investment will help bring Freeport's water supply back to its original safe levels. Mayor Jody Miller said the city of Freeport is very grateful for Congressman Sorensen's efforts with these 2024 appropriations for local communities. This funding will definitely stretch the dollars in our multimillion-dollar project to continue to provide safe and clean drinking water to all of our residents. She added that the city looks forward to continuing to work closely with our congressman on more infrastructure projects. Sorensen got support for these projects as a part of the community project funding process that allows members of Congress to secure investments for critical initiatives in their communities. Sorensen said, "Northern Illinois is a special place, and it's my job to make sure my neighbors can live and raise a family in communities that are sustainable for future generations. One of the ways I can make sure that happens is by bringing tax dollars back home to support middle-class families." Sorensen is the representative for Illinois' 17th Congressional District, which includes Freeport, much of Stevenson County, as well as the Quad Cities and other points south.
The behavioral health services previously offered at FHN Family Counseling Center at 421 West Exchange Street have been transferred to Rosecrans Behavioral Health on South Galena Avenue in Freeport. This partnership streamlines the delivery of behavioral health services within the community while continuing to provide comprehensive care for the needs of each client. FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley said, "Community members of Northwest Illinois will benefit from expanded services across the region through this transition of behavioral health services to Rosecrans in Freeport. FHN and Rosecrans will work together to ensure the smooth and seamless transfer of services that will not disrupt existing FHN patients' care. The transition will also include case management and peer support services. Behavioral health services transferred to Rosecrans include psychiatry, individual, group, and family psychotherapy, prevention services, and school-based programs. FHN crisis services will transfer to Rosecrans's existing crisis care model, which includes mobile crisis response and 988 call response. Services will also include treatment for substance use disorders." Rosecrans Behavioral Health CEO Dave Gomel said he looks forward to expanding services to meet the area needs and ensuring that clients receive uninterrupted and exceptional care throughout the process.
The Greater Freeport Partnership marketing campaign called Be a Trailblazer won an Illinois Excellence in Tourism Award at the Illinois Governor's Conference on Travel and Tourism held at the Peoria Civic Center in March. The Trailblazer campaign showcased Freeport and Stevenson County's numerous parks, trails, and recreation opportunities. Based on visitor data, over 100,000 people booked overnight stays in Freeport or Stevenson County from May to October 2023. Nicole Haas, brand director of the Greater Freeport Partnership, said, "We are thrilled to receive such an honor for Freeport and Stevenson County. The attractions, beautiful spaces, and incredible people of this area provide great opportunities for tourism promotion, and we're excited for the continued growth in this important sector of our local economy." The Greater Freeport Partnership is a collaboration of economic development, business, and tourism efforts united to promote and grow Stevenson County. A photo of the presentation is in the script for this episode on the website.
After more than 3,000 ash trees were cut down recently in Freeport due to the ash borer pest, more trees are on the chopping block because some city officials and homeowners think they are potential hazards. Others say these trees are healthy, and the decision is driven by the insurance industry and utility companies, among other reasons. A group of citizens is stumping to protect the trees and explains that there are other options to fix the issues without cutting down the trees. Stay tuned to FreePod for more news as this situation progresses.
The Freeport Police Department has a new officer starting this week, and he's not even 2 years old. DJ is the new canine addition to the police department, and he and his partner, Officer Richard McElmeel, hit the streets early this week, on duty and ready to go. DJ is a German Shepherd named after the former Freeport Police pastor, Dennis Gerard. The canine program had stopped in Freeport, but was brought back thanks to citizens and business donations through the Foundation for Northwest Illinois. Those donations paid for DJ and all the training and equipment. And again, you can see a photo of this handsome fellow in the script on the website. Welcome to Freeport, DJ.
More than $2 million was awarded for bike path projects across Illinois, and the Freeport Park District is one of those beneficiaries. The Park District received $200,000 for a new bike path in Cray Park. Freeport Park District's executive director, Ron Schneider, said that he's glad that the state realizes the importance of bicycle infrastructure. Schneider said, "Bike paths like this are important because they're great for outdoor recreation, health, and wellness. But they also connect neighborhoods, parks, schools, retail centers, and provide safe routes for cyclists."
Although the snow last week may not have felt like spring, spring is here. And if that last story got you thinking about getting out your bike, we have some ideas. Our area has become more bike-friendly in the past few years, starting with the Jane Addams Trail that leads up to the Wisconsin border and connects to the Badger State Trail that goes on to Madison. We also have biking in our park district, including the paved trail system in Crate Park that will be enhanced by the award that Pat just talked about, and the single-tracking trails at Oakdale. Oakdale is better suited for mountain biking with fairly easy trails and a few more difficult sections. You can also take our back roads in Stevenson County. Biking up Henderson Road to Orangeville and coming back on the Jane Addams Trail is a nice ride. And so is going south out of Crate Park on Park Road and continuing on pleasant back roads to Florence and Point South. Shannon, Lanark, Mount Carroll, how far do you want to ride? For some really great single-track mountain biking, head to Atwood Park in New Milford, about a half an hour away south of Rockford. This park is absolutely top-notch. Single-tracking is a type of mountain biking where the trail is little more than the width of the bike, and in other words, it's narrow. Check out the local Facebook group called Chain Link Cyclists for other good biking suggestions.
A Freeport High School team was one of the top winners in a field of 44 teams from across Illinois that entered a five-minute short film in the Illinois High School Association's Short Film Festival competition. The contest was part of the drama and group interpretation state finals. After being selected by an initial panel of three judges, the top 12 films were judged by a new panel that determined the final winners on Saturday, with Freeport receiving fourth place honors statewide. Freeport High School's short film was produced by junior Will Scudder and directed by Elijah Michael, with Scudder and Angela Goutman acting in the film. The Freeport team's winning film was titled Guacamole and is the story of a young man failing to put together many pieces of an important project until he realizes that, like the ingredients of guacamole, every ingredient is important in its own way. Freeport High School educator Tim Connors was the short film advisor for the project. You can see the film online, and we have the YouTube URL in the show notes for today.
As spring gets underway, our listeners can enjoy two nature programs in early April. On Tuesday, April 9th, the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society is hosting their 41st annual banquet featuring a presentation on wildflowers entitled Illinois Wild and Wonderful Early Bloomers. The program will be provided by Master Gardener Cindy Crosby, an author, compiler, or contributor to more than 20 books. She will share stories about our earliest spring wildflowers, their folklore, their uses throughout history by Native Americans and early settlers, as well as many beautiful photographs. A teacher in the Master Gardener program, Crosby currently coordinates volunteers on the fourth oldest restored prairie in North America. This Audubon event takes place at the Highland Community College Student Conference Center and includes the option of a full turkey or vegetable lasagna dinner with special desserts. That's $32 for adults. Kids age 12 and under can eat free. Reservations for the meal must be received by tomorrow, March 29, so if you'd like the great meal with your wildflower presentation, reserve your seat quickly. If you would prefer just to attend the program, admission is $5 for adults and free for kids and students. Dinner is at 6 p.m., and the speaker will present at 7:30. You can register online at the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society website or by calling 815-835-5109. Registration information appears in the script for this week's podcast. And the second nature program you might be interested in is Cicadas 2024, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. There you can learn more about the life cycle of cicadas and the upcoming May and June appearances of broods 13 and 19, what to expect in our area, and why this is a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence for most people. The program will be presented at the Nicholas Conservatory in Rockford at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 10th, by Russ Higgins, a retired Illinois Extension educator and insect enthusiast. He will also address what plants in your yard might be tasty temptations for the cicadas and how your home landscape can be protected. This free presentation is offered through a partnership between the Illinois Extension and Nicholas Conservatory. The conservatory is located at 1354 North 2nd in Rockford, and registration is requested by calling 815-986-4357 or registering online. And again, the details are printed in the script on the website.
For all the classic movie lovers out there, you will enjoy The Learning Tree, which is the next film in the Select Picks Classic Film series hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel at the Lindo Theater. This 1969 film is directed by Gordon Parks, the first African-American to direct a feature film for a Hollywood studio, and is based on his best-selling book of the same title. It follows the life of an African-American youth growing up in a rural Kansas farm community. The Learning Tree screens at the Lindo next Wednesday, April 3rd, at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m. And it's showtime. This musical production, put on by the Freeport High School Varsity Choir and Showtime band members who rehearse all year and go on a tour during spring break, performing at schools and other venues. The money raised through the Freeport performances helps pay for the tour. Upon the students' return from tour, they perform for the community in the Jeanette Lloyd Theater at Freeport Middle School. This is the 44th year of this program. Performances are at 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 4th, 5th, and 6th, and 2 o'clock on Sunday, April 7th. Reservations are required, and tickets can be purchased by calling 815-232-0428 or online at fsd145.org/tickets.
And here's a program reminder. After next week's episode on April 4th, FreePod will no longer be sending email announcements to remind you about new episodes. However, reminders will be sent by the numerous podcast platforms on which FreePod appears, and you can also listen to all the archived episodes of FreePod on these platforms. Currently, we don't have the capability on our website to archive all of our previous episodes, and we also don't have an automated way to send out alerts of the new ones. We are staffed entirely by volunteers, and we've decided that the podcast platforms can handle these two tasks for us as they do for all their other podcasts. If you're unsure how to sign up for FreePod through a podcast platform, please visit our website for some easy instructions. It takes only two or three clicks, and we've got screen captures to show you exactly how to do it on your smartphone or computer. A few of the most recent episodes will still be available on our website, and there will be a print version of those episodes, too, if you prefer to read your news. We urge you, though, to sign up through a podcast platform to ensure you always receive reminders for the most recent posting and can listen to any of our past podcasts that you choose.
Last week, when we signed off, we ended with the hope that everyone is enjoying the NCAA March Madness games. So this week, we thought we'd give a shout out to some former Freeport High School basketball players who went on to great things. In 1951, the Pretzel basketball team won the Illinois State Basketball Championship. One member of that team was McKinley Deacon Davis. Deke Davis went on to play college basketball at the University of Iowa, where he was on the team that reached the 1955 Final Four, and later played with the Harlem Globetrotters for several years. Carl Kane was also a member of the 1951 state championship Pretzel basketball team, and who also played in college for the Hawkeyes. After college, he went on to play on the 1956 American Olympic basketball team. We hope the players on the teams you're cheering for do as well as these Freeport natives. With that, our time is up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and much more. As we say each week, FreePod could not come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, and to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland, and thank you, Team FreePod. Again, I'm Pat Norman, here with Lynn Fever, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.